当他佩戴上合适的工具和材料， newlyweds， 这是 newlyweds 和 armed with 相呼应的啊。So afterthey are armed with the right tools and materials. Newlyweds, gilly. Gilly means happily, right? Cheerfully, huh? Embark on the task of decorating. 这是我们第一个要点的动词短语 embark on. Embark on doing something, you know, start something. Particularly, start something new or difficult. 我们讲到过开始着手做某事 start doing. 也可以用set out to do, set about doing. 但是这几个表达方式相比较 embark on means start something new or difficult. 它是表示开始从事开始去做那些比较新的或者困难难度比较大的一些事情，非常正式的书面用法啊。那么他们开始了什么呢？装修自己家的这种任务了， embark on the task. Men particularly spend hours of their leisureOr we can say, men particularly spend leisure hours, right? 直接可以用 leisure 名词修饰 hours. Installing their own fireplaces, laying out their own gardens, building garages, and making furniture. 注意句式结构的一致性。同学们发现我们这里花时间做某事，把余下时间都用来干什么？ Spend time doing something. So spend their leisure hours installing,laying out, building, making, right? 那么这个语句与语句之间，同学们发现都应该是独立的，但并不是一个完整结构，所以我们用逗号分隔开来，甚至用的一定要注意用逗号分隔开来，最后提到什么 and 啊？像安装自己的壁炉啊 ，lay out， 把这个短语，这是我要请大家记住的第二个短语，它是表示安排、布置。那么布置好自己的小花园了啊 ，building garage 啊，建建车库了 ，making furniture 做做家具。Some really keen enthusiasts go so far as to build their own computers. Okay, you know. And the little article is a little bit outdated. 这篇文章毕竟存的时间比较久远。So, in the writer's opinion.Building their own computers is very difficult, but for us, it's a piece of cake, especially those specialized labor. Do you think so? Yeah. 他强调说，组装这个电脑对于一些真的热心人来讲，实在是很过分，竟然自己组装电脑。但是我觉得现在这对于专业技术工人来讲，实在是太一般了。A piece of cake, right?好，把这个句子结构要掌握住，这是我要向大家牢记的第三个动词短语 go so far as to do. Go so far as to do 竟然到了干什么事情的地步，竟然到了干什么事情的程度。注意 so 什么什么 as to do 句型啊，我们用的简简单单的小动词 go. For example, oh my godHe went so far as to refuse my demand. OK, 非常简单。Oh my God, he went so far as to refuse my demand. 哇天哪，他这人怎么回事，竟然到了拒绝我要求的地步。Right? 好，请同学们来翻译语句。他竟然到了每天去购物的地步。嗯哼。What? He or she? She. 咱们用 she 比较合适一点 ，right? She goes so far as to what? To go shopping every day. 但你如果这么来表达，你反复用了几个 go? 两次。虽然语义不一样 ，right? 那语言是忌讳重复的。So we'd better avoid repetition. So, okay, rearrange the sentence. 重新把这个句子组合出来。那么光顾商店，我们不一定非要用 go shopping 吧 ？Right?可以换个表达方式 visit shops. Do you think so? 不妨换用 visit, huh? So, she goes so far as to visit shops every day. Got it? Yeah. 这样就避免掉了重复嘛 huh? So, some really keen enthusiasts, keen 表示什么？对此非常感兴趣的啊，热心的。所以呢，真正热心的积极者们 enthusiasm， 同学们还应该记得热心啊，热情，他的热情是一天弱于一天。我们也采用哪一个表达方式？ However, his enthusiasm what waned little by little, right? Yeah, waned 啊。Self-cater for the do-it-yourself craze, not only by running special advisory service for noise, but by offering consumers bits and pieces which they can assemble at home. 这一句比较长，但是我要求大家首先要把握住句子结构。Self 主语 ，cater for 谓动词 ，do-it-yourself craze 比喻。那么 not only but 句式，那么在这里进一步怎么样？引导介词 by 短语表示通过什么方式手段啊？这是做状语。那么这句结构很清楚了，我们再回来要掌握的一个动词短语 cater for， 第四个动词短语 cater for。Cater for means what? Provide what is necessary. Provide what is necessary. Answer me. 那所以它这个语句我们就表示满足迎合人们的需要，满足迎合人们的需要。所以其后常见的宾语无非是 cater for demand, cater for need, cater for craze, cater for passion. Right? 这类名词。Now translate the sentence.学校竭尽全力来满足同学们的需要。What's that? Our school tries to cater for students' needs. Got it? 如果说满足同学们的要求呢 ？Our school tries to cater for students' demands. Got it? So shops cater for the do-it-yourself. 这里 do-it-yourself 合成形容词了，那么它。这里的 the 主要是修饰什么 craze， craze 它就指代我们第一语句当中所出现的哪一个词 passion， right， ok， 热情，那么这里是狂潮， right， you know crazy、so we have got our passion for learning English well， or we have got our craze for learning English well。 商店迎合这种自己动手的热情或者说热潮，Not only by running special advisory services for novice， 不仅仅是开设创办一些特殊的咨询服务为那些新手们加以提供啊 ，but also by offering consumers bits and pieces， 那么也为什么呢？消费者们提供一些备件零件 ，bits and pieces 零件 ，right？ 同学们注意一个最大的特点，也是我昨天上午给同学们提到的内容。我们要重复介词使用 ，right？ OK， so I'm interested not only in English but also in French. So do you remember?、我们在生活当中不仅怕苍蝇，更怕也怕蚊子，怎么来表达的？害怕 in dread of. We live in dread not only of flies but of mosquitoes. 对，没听错啊 ，but of.Mosquitoes。好，那么 which 这部分定语从句修饰 base and pieces。So why do shops cater for the craze? Why do they provide consumer base and pieces? 那就说明了为什么会为这些消费者们提供零件呢 ？Which they can assemble at home. Assemble 的宾语是什么 ？Base and pieces. Yeah， 他们可以在家把这些零件。组装在一起啊，这里的 Z 指代 consumers， 这就很清楚了。Such things provide excellent outlet for pent up creative energy。好，把这个语句一定要背熟。Provide an outlet， provide outlet for。我们刚讲词汇 outlet 是就提到过 ，outlet 要和介词 for 搭配。你比如说，他需要一出气筒，还记得这句话吗？He wants an outlet for his anger, right? Yeah. So, consumers need an What acts of outlet for their pent-up creative energy. 所以我们说这些消费者们，热心的消费者们也需要一条什么出路。那么出路主要是要怎么样展示自己呢非凡的能力，创造性的能力 right? Yeah. 好，我们再细细的辨析这语句。Provide effort at let for pent up creative energy. Pent up means what? Oppressed. Oppressed 被压抑。那么我这里运用到了 oppressed， 所以这就是过去分词短语做定语，被压抑的一种创造性的能力。So pent up creative energy or oppressed creative energy. In fact, the writer want to say.People have got potential creative energy, but they need not let to show that. 对于同学，那么我们一些消费者，一些人们，他主要有一种什么潜在的创造力，但他们得需要一种机会去把这种创造力展示出来。对于同学 ，So people have got potential creative energy.But they need a golden opportunity or a golden chance to show that, right? Potential, how do you spell the word potential? 所以我进一步解释，可以运用到这个形容词 potential, 潜在的。那没有被展示出来的，所以那么这些东西就为人们被压抑的创造力提供了条件。应该意思为提供了条件，提供了出路 ，right? But unfortunately, 但是作者一个 but 引出了他最迟的看法。Even though our passion for doing things for ourselves is so great, yet unfortunately, not all of us are born handyman. 这是作者表述自己的观点了啊。虽然我们的自己动手的热情是与日俱增，但是很不幸的是，并非我们大家的每一位都是生来的能工巧匠。OK, let's say, some people among us can show their potential creative energy, but for other people, they'd better give up the do-it-yourself quiz. 对于另外一些人来讲，最好还是要放弃这种自己动手的热情啊。Let's say they must depend on specialized labor. And I think I'm one of them. 我觉得我就是其中的一个。So I know how to teach English in my class, but I don't know how to assemble a bicycle. And sometimes I even cannot cook delicious food. So I think I should depend on specialized labors, right?So what kind of person are you? 你是一种什么样的人啊？ Can you keep the craze for doing it yourself? 你是否能够追赶这种狂潮呢？是自己动手做啊？好，最后一个语句，大家注意一个表达方式 ，not all of us， 而没有运用 none of us， 为什么？这是什么的否定？部分的否定，而 none of us 是表示全部的否定，完全的否定了啊。并非我们中的每一位都是生来的能工巧匠。好，记住 ，born， 生来的物理学家 ，a born physicist，a born teacher， 生来的老师，生来的能工巧匠 ，a born handyman，right？